Good morning, I'm Anthony Mordone at 7:45. Recently, the Joint Economic Committee Democrats released a report that evaluated the state of the economy in rural communities and proposed policies that may help them. Donna Resendez examines this report with the help of a JEC press conference featuring U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich.
There are 46 million rural residents in the United States, which is 14% of the total population. This group of people plays a key role in our country's economy and agriculture. Yet, rural families on average earn 25% less than their urban counterparts, according to the JEC's recent report entitled Investing in Rural America. Senator Martin Heinrich, ranking member of the Joint Economic Committee, wants to tackle the issues that rural communities are facing.
Expanding economic opportunities for rural Americans is vital to the strength of our economy as a whole. Our report does not shy away from some very tough facts. Many rural communities are still recovering from the Great Recession, over a decade after it hit us. Millions of rural residents lack reliable access to broadband. The rural population is aging, is shrinking, and wages have been stagnant for far too long. We cannot ignore these challenges. We need to tackle them head on.
While rural populations face a variety of challenges, the JEC report also found many positives that exist within these communities, as Senator Heinrich discusses.
Rural communities are leading the way as the country moves more of its energy production to renewables, particularly with wind development. Outdoor recreation opportunities are not just at the center of life in rural communities, but also drive very important economic opportunities and growth. K-12 education in rural communities boasts small class sizes and high levels of parent engagement. To build on these strengths, we need targeted policies and investments that will spur growth in rural communities and improve the lives of families who live there.
Heinrich mentioned the benefit of education in rural communities. However, there is a lack of educators in these areas. To help combat this issue, Heinrich suggests offering incentives to teachers.
One of the things that is particularly important is housing incentives. If they start their teaching career in a rural community, they're likely to stay in that community.
Housing incentives for teachers are just one example of the many ideas that the JEC has for improving the lives of people in rural communities. Heinrich shares a few more.
It's about connecting rural America. Broadband is absolutely the key and can literally connect people to work. No other policy will do as much to open doors of opportunity, ensuring that all Americans have access to high-speed internet. We have to do a lot more than that. We need real and robust investments in physical infrastructure once again as well. Building and maintaining the roads, the railways, the bridges, and the water systems that rural residents and businesses rely on, and that will support new economic development. And we need to do more to attract businesses and retain residents. For example, expanding access to early childhood education and childcare will help more families locate in rural communities. And so will additional post-secondary options for rural communities, many of which lack access to college or community college within an hour's drive. Those are just a few proposals. The reality is that we need to tackle this on many fronts.
The JEC Democrats have many ideas about improving the lives of rural Americans. To read the full report, visit krwg.org. For KRWG News, I'm Donna Resendez.
An award-winning journalist and author visited with Emily Guerra on his recent national book tour. Emily has more.
5 years ago, I met with Mexico border correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, Alfredo Corchado, about his book, Midnight in Mexico, A Reporter's Journey on Mexico's Horrible Drug Wars. His newest book, Homelands, Four Friends, Two Countries, and the Fate of the Great Mexican-American Migration, is a more personal look at becoming an American with his three closest friends, and how the culture of America has changed over the past 30 years. Corchado recalls his inspiration for his new book.
There are so many Mexicans in the United States who would love to go back, but who have built their lives and then contributed so much to this country, that I took it as a way to write a book, write a story that pays tribute to the millions, millions of immigrants, not just Mexicans, but I think immigrants from all over the world, who have given their sweat, their lives, to make this a better country. And I think that was a seed that was planted. And then obviously, as an author, you start thinking, how do I tell that story? I mean, that story has been told by many people. It's been a lot of academic books. It's been a lot of other writers. But I thought the unique way to do this was through my friends. And so in many ways, it's also a book about friendship.
Corchado's next book signing will be in Denver on August 11th at the Tattered Cover on Colfax Avenue, and in Albuquerque on August 13th at Bookworks on Rio Grande Boulevard. You can listen to the entire interview with Alfredo Corchado on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook and KRWG.org. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.